Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. We'll call this meeting to order and we'll begin it as always with an invocation today led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Willett, if you feel led to rise.
And if you don't mind, you please bow your head. Lord, thank you for providing that strong guidance in each of our lives. Lord, we ask that you continue to guide this court to do the right things for the citizens of this county. But not just that. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around the military and loved ones in a way, making sure we can stand and do what we do. And we ask that you put your loving arms around each and every family that have employees of this county and make us whole. Let us see that we're doing the right things for the citizens of this county. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our time today with the time of public comment. If there's any individual who wishes to make public comment about any item that's on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you are attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line in order to speak. Hearing none, we will close this time of public comment. And is there anyone here today that's representing 4-H?
No, I don't see anybody, Judge.
Okay. I know that we're going to go out of order then under tax office. Item A under tax office is to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Lisa Thomas for a 10-year service to Jefferson County and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and you're already up there. So I will read this resolution. It says, whereas Lisa Thomas has devoted 10 years serving the taxpaying citizens of Jefferson County with pride, professionalism, and courtesy, that service being provided through the Office of the Assessor-Collector of Taxes for Jefferson County, and whereas Lisa Thomas dedicated her talents and services to the sometimes overwhelming task of collecting motor vehicle sales taxes and license fees through the licensing and titling of motor vehicles, collecting current and delinquent taxes, and many other activities necessary for the daily functioning of the county tax office. And whereas she is a beloved and familiar sound in the office and has a friendly, singing and unique and joyful expression of her personality that's brightened their office and lifted their spirits. And whereas that friendly song has served as a pleasant soundtrack to countless work days, reminding everyone in the office to all approach their task with a sense of cheer and optimism. Now therefore be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Lisa Thomas for a dedicated service to Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement, signed this day by the members of the Commissioner's Court.
Thank you. And I just want to thank Lisa on behalf of the tax office for your 10 years of dedication and hard work, and we wish you all the best in your retirement travels and just leisurely life. So thank you and congratulations.
Would you like to say anything or introduce anyone, Lisa?
No.
Well, we're so thankful to have you here and thankful for your service. And I'm glad they enjoyed your singing down there. My office doesn't enjoy it.
I'm glad you're
thank you. All righty. Moving on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for requests for statements of qualifications for Jefferson County Correctional Facility Professional Needs Assessment. Item B is consider and approve execute receive and file a renewal for a term contract for catalog pricing for janitorial supplies for Jefferson County for a second one-year renewal with Ferguson Enterprises Global Equipment Company, HD Supply Facilities Maintenance Limited, ICS Jail Supply, Interborough Packaging, Sanitary Supply Company, and Unipac Corp. from October 8, 2025 to October 7, 2026. Item C is to receive and file an agreement for AT&T switched Ethernet service and related customer letter of authority with NetSpark IP and Telecom for 19 circuits and annual estimated cost of $71,000 for a period of 60 months. This renewal was approved by Commissioners Court on September 16, 25. Item D is to consider and approve execute, receive, and file an agreement with Tyler Technologies for SaaS services for Texas Office of Court Administration Court Reminder Program in the amount of $1,500 in accordance with the Sourcewell contract. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for JP Precinct 1, Place 1 for additional costs for travel in the amount of $229. Item B is to consider and approve a budget amendment for transfer out of capital projects, delay in the completing roof in the amount of $209,475. Item C is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,349.24 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for the October insurance reimbursement. Item D is consider and approve a resolution for 2026 Indigent Defense Formula Grant application. Item E is consider and approve directing that all money that otherwise would be deposited in a salary fund shall be deposited in the general fund of the county in accordance with local government code section 154.007 for the fiscal year 2025-2026. Item F is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 2 for additional costs for travel in the amount of $250. Item G is regular county bills, check numbers 532-533 through 532-745. And Adam will hold H. And Adam I, it's consider and approve a subrecipient agreement with between Jefferson County and Ducks Unlimited for projects that we approved under Go Mesa in the amount of $2,960,000. Okay, do I have a motion on all items except for H?
So move.
Second.
Set moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Discussion.
Discussion is on E. Give us a little bit more on that, Fran, if you don't mind.
E?
E.
Okay.
This was determined a few years ago that because we leave the funds in each department in the general fund, that we need to have this, because otherwise you're supposed to take all of the salary and benefits and put it into a separate bank account at the first day of the fiscal year.
Okay.
So this keeps
okay.
it in our regular operations okay. like we normally do.
Okay.
Okay. And the capital projects fund for the roof, is explain that to me. Is that the annex roof?
Well, this is the jail roof that they had some weather delays, and this is the portion of that project that wasn't finished, and so we're moving that into capital project so that it can go ahead and get finished.
Sounds great.
We have about 2 weeks left.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Chief. Any other discussion of any other item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item H is conduct a public hearing to receive comments concerning the closeout of the Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Voluntary Acquisition Buyout Program related to Hurricane Harvey. Purpose of this hearing is to provide an overview of the program's final activities, provide an opportunity for citizens to comment on the program's outcomes, which I do I have a motion on this item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. The floor is now open if anyone wishes to make comments on the hearing. It also says it's to provide an overview. Were you going to provide an overview, Ms. Lee?
Vivian, you want to speak to it?
Good morning, Ms. Ballou.
The program was a disaster recovery and Hurricane Harvey buyout program. The purpose today is to receive comments. The purpose of the program is to provide families with an opportunity to relocate from flood-prone areas to higher areas of the county. We were able to receive 39 applications initially, but many withdrew for several reasons. So in the end, we ended up assisting 6 families to relocate to more safer conditions.
How many?
6. Mr. Lou, would you turn the mic on?
Look down there.
Is
the green?
I thought it was on already.
It's on. Lights on?
I'm sorry.
You've always had a soft voice.
Do you need me to start up?
No. You're fine.
So we were able to help 6 families relocate to safer conditions. The acquired properties will be sold or auctioned by the county. The future properties will be restricted to green space, agriculture, or recreation. No housing will be able to be built on the properties for perpetuity.
Okay. And while she's talking on that issue, Ms. Kennedy, you and I need to get together. I'm going to ask you if you can come up with some restrictive covenants that can be used for us to sell those properties based on the information that was provided by Ms. Lee to us, so that we don't have to maintain those in perpetuity. Well, thank you, Ms. Ballou. I know it's a long and winding road.
Yes, thank you.
And I know the families that did participate that had suffered flood damages before appreciated it. So
yes.
Thank you for that overview.
Yeah.
Based on that overview, is there any member of the public that wishes to make any comment on this? If not, we'll close this public hearing. We'll move on to items under County Commissioners. Item A is to receive and file the oath of office and statement of officer for Doug Saunders, appointed by Commissioner Senegal to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 5. Item B is consider and approve receive and file a proclamation for 2025 National 4-H Week. And item C is consider possibly approve and receive and file a proclamation not to be read in court regarding Pat Parsons. Do you have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Constable Precinct 1, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the hiring of Taquisha Murray as a full-time deputy constable with Constable Precinct 1 office in accordance with Local Government Code Section 86.0. I think that should be 86.011. But in any event, Chapter 86. Do I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Crime Lab, we have one item to consider possibly approve out-of-state travel for Steve Mays of the Crime Lab to attend the Association of Forensic Quality Assurance Managers Conference in Portland, Oregon, October 7th through 10th. 2025, the funds were set aside in the Crime Lab budget for out-of-state travel for the conference, but the location and date of the conference listed was Kansas City, Missouri, for October 13th through 26th, and apparently that has changed for 2025 to Portland, Oregon, October 7th through 10th. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and offered. Any discussion?
No discussion, but I guess make sure that the amount of money we had set aside covers it. Okay.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Public Health, we have one item to consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a renewal of the clinical affiliation agreement between Jefferson County and Lamar Institute of Technology pharmacy student. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved
second.
By Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion?
No discussion, but I say this is a big plus for the young people that's out there in the program, big plus for the county. It's a win-win, as I would say.
Yeah. I knew you would be making that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And we already did our tax office. And so under engineering department, we have one item to execute, receive, and file an overweight vehicle permit, 090W25, and road use agreement between Jefferson County and Paragon Geophysical Services, Inc., for the purpose of a 3D geophysical survey along Willis and Ebner Road, located in precinct number 4. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Offit, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. I would mention that next week we will be out for continuing education at the County Judges and Commissioners Association, so we will not have court next Tuesday. We will also not have court on November 4th. And on November 11th, which is Veterans Day, we will not meet. We will meet on Wednesday, November 12th at 10:30 a.m. that week, just to keep everybody up to date on where we are. Is there anything, any other issue that needs to be addressed by the members of the court or any elected official without our taking action?
Judge?
Yes, ma'am.
So I just wanted to let everybody know that the they're pouring the sidewalk on the south side of the courthouse today. So the door that has been blocked off coming out of the basement will be open tomorrow. So you can use that to get to Annex, go back and forth across to Annex 1. They will close down the end of the sidewalk that goes at the rear of the courthouse because they're going to work on that little piece of sidewalk. So anyway, just want to let everybody know it's progressing. They would like to do the judge's parking lot this weekend. I just found out yesterday. So we can, you know, I want to get out and make sure we're making all of our announcements and everything like that. So, and they're going to get it all done over the weekend, so as not to, you know, have any problems.
Very good. Thank you. Anything?
I'll mention.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll mention we have poll worker training on Monday at Ford Park, 8 to noon. They will be very happy with their new raise. So thank you.
Oh, we changed that in court today.
Ha ha. No chance, sir.
Anything else? All right. Then nothing further. Thank y'all for being here today. We are adjourned.